News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And listen, by the way, I say this all the time, but I want to make sure you know, if you find yourself driving outside the overly broad range of our AM, FM capability at 92.5 and 770 on the AM, just know that you can listen anywhere you are. Just go to rightsideradio.org. And you will find an opportunity there to click listen live. And no matter where you is, there we is. And that's why we have people listening in multiple states. We have people listening all over the state of Alabama. I mean, we got followers that are literally everywhere. And that's pretty cool, to be honest. It's almost like we're, you know, hitting the marks well beyond just the usual listening audience. So yay for that. Hey, Copper, we're going to start a new thing, by the way. Have I told you that? I don't think I've told you this.
Well, I heard you mention in the last segment. Tell me more.
So it's going to be called, we're going to try and do this daily. I'm going to call it the Triple Dipper. So at some point soon, we got to get like a sound effect made and all that. All right. But basically what I'm going to do is after I do my Right Side Way monologue, I'm going to come back from it and tell folks that the Triple Dipper of the day, the three main stories that they've got to be tracking, and I'm going to lay them out there. So right now, in the absence of a special sound effect, I'll just say the Triple Dipper or something, you know, broad like that. But here's the deal. Triple Dipper, three stories you got to know. Number one is this. State government is your only firewall right now. State government is your only firewall against an overly broad federal government that's trying to reach into every aspect of your life. Your state government, that's right, should be and has to be your firewall. I'm going to talk about that more in a minute. Number two is this in the Triple Dipper. Crisis at the southern border is completely out of control. And President Biden finally spoke up a minute ago, literally, like just a few minutes ago, while leaving the United Nations speech he gave, he acknowledged that the border is not in control. Well, newsflash, but it's nice to finally hear him say it. So the crisis at southern border is number two. And then number three is this, and this especially relates to the large military community we have in Alabama, that the COVID vaccine mandates run the risk right now of creating a military readiness issue. And I'm going to unpack that more as we go along too. Three stories, Triple Dipper, state government, your only firewall. Number two, crisis at the southern border is out of control. And number three, the COVID vaccine mandates could create a military readiness issue. And we will dive into those in greater detail. But there's really so much happening right now with regards to states standing out. And I want to remind you of something that I started with yesterday. By the way, I'll call them out when I see something wrong. Do not think for a second that because I have been an elected Republican and been a member of the state Republican Party and been the chairman of my county's Republican Party, it does not mean that if I don't see something wrong on a Republican side that I won't call it out. In fact, if you heard my monologue a moment ago, you know that I am critical when critical is required. And I'll also applaud when applause is warranted. But that being said, I am extremely pleased that most recently our state government has been stepping up and sort of putting the stiff arm on the Biden administration. And we need that. Oh, Lord, we need that. And so a couple things have happened. Number one is we have literally the fact that Steve Marshall, our attorney general, recently joined in with 24 other attorney generals to say that they will be filing suit against the government's vaccine mandates. And that's big doings, because we have to, and I'll say it again, because I know I have my trolls. I've got people on social media demanding that I tell people to get shots. It's not my job. My job is to tell you that I am not anti-vaccine, but that I recognize that our rights in this nation give us the ability for self-determination. You can make a well-informed decision. I've got a smart audience. You guys know how to talk to your doctors, the same ones you trust with your hearts and lungs and your feet and whatever else in your body. You know you can talk to your doctor about the vaccine. And I trust you to do that. And I trust you to make a decision. But in that same regard, I am anti-mandate. Because it is not the federal government's job to get between you and your doctor and tell you what's supposed to happen. It's certainly not the federal government's job to tell you that you should lose your job in the private sector simply because you chose not to get what they determined was medically good for you. I don't want a bureaucrat making my health decisions. That's called government-run healthcare, and I don't agree with that at all. So, number one, the firewall here is being put in place by our attorney general in this case. But the other one, and I'm going to be unpacking this more, is that the governor's office does have a say, and so does the legislature. The legislature has done some things in recent years that have been good, and the legislature has also sat idly by and watched things just drift on past them and just kind of come in on the tide but never do a thing about it. But the governor's office does the same thing, too, sometimes. But in this case, what I really appreciated was that just yesterday it was. Where's my storyline? I got all the paper. I got paper laid out everywhere here. And I do have it in special stacks. Let me see. Where's my paper? There it is. Rolling over. All right. Governor Ivey joined with 25 other governors to demand a meeting with President Biden over the border crisis. This is also extremely important. Because what you need to know right now is that your chief executive, which is Governor Ivey in this case, has joined with over half of the governors in the nation to demand an opportunity to meet with President Biden and say, what is going on with our southern border? Where are you right now? And so this letter was released, signed by these 26 governors, one of which was our own Governor Ivey, and requested an opportunity for what they called an open and constructive dialogue regarding border enforcement on behalf of U.S. citizens in our states and all those who are allegedly hoping to become U.S. citizens. And the governors went on to quote that border apprehensions are now up almost 500% compared to last year, 500% since last year, and that approximately 9,700 illegal apprehensions in most recent months have had prior criminal convictions. In other words, they're criminals coming across the border. And more fentanyl's been seized than ever before. Your governor is acting as a firewall, and I'm going to tell you in a minute why it's so important that we watch state government and we put the right people in these offices, because we need that firewall. More than ever before, we need that firewall right now. All right, folks, I'm coming back from this break, and man, I'm going to lay it on thick. We're going to be talking about state government being your firewall, and we're going to merge right into that number two story on the Triple Dipper about the crisis down there at the southern border. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.